Okay, good evening YouTube, good evening FPL family, hope you're all well. FPL is back, Sam! Is it weird though that there's no fixtures? It's weird, isn't it?
Right, okay, for a start, yes, for a second, we only were finished 5 minutes ago.
It doesn't feel like we've only just put our pens down, guys, from 1920, and we're already into 2021. I have to say, I thought the game was actually a week later than I thought it was going to be. I thought they were going to give us like a full-on month, but actually they made us wait just a little bit more, a few days, started just releasing a few prices on Saturday. That was good fun, actually, on Saturday.
Friday and Saturday, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Was it Friday and Saturday?
Yeah.
What was the day when most of the prices came out?
Lee's been off work, you can tell, because he doesn't know what day of the week it is.
I've got no idea. Since lockdown, I've got no idea, frankly.
It was Friday. The majority of the prices went on Friday.
That was a good day, I enjoyed that.
And then Saturday,
that
was just the odd... We had a couple in the morning, didn't we? And then bang!
Straight in.
The game was
straight in. So the game is live, guys. It's live. But as you guys, who are in the live chat, have already been saying as we've been waiting to come on, it does feel a bit weird because you're putting a team together based on prices alone. We don't know about any of the fixtures. We know the fixtures are going to be released, what, next Friday or next weekend?
Some point, yeah.
At some point, I think maybe in the next few days, we might get some fixtures. And therefore, we will know roughly a bit, well, we'll know a lot more about who we might want to choose and who we don't.
Well, depending, we'll know, I guess, about Manchester United.
We will know about Man United, yes, yes.
It's
and of course,
yeah.
Well, Man City are out of the Champions League, so you've got to assume that they're going to be around in game week one. But I think it's a 28-day gap rather than
sure
a 30-day.
I'm not sure plays that badly.
Ooh, some shots fired there.
What is it with Pep at that stage of the Champions League?
It's something about the quarterfinals of the Champions League that I think it's in their heads now.
Brought back some happy memories for me of last year.
Oh, I bet it did.
Oh, it did.
I bet it did.
Brought back some happy memories of last year watching Man City. Sorry, Man City fans. I'll stop.
You should stop. Guys, welcome to the FPL family stream. I'm appreciating there's a lot of familiar names in the live chat. So thank you for you guys that are coming back to FPL family for this season. But a few new names in there as well, and a few new followers on Twitter, and a few new patrons as well over on our Patreon pages. So if this is your first ever FPL family live stream, welcome to season 2021. We hope that we give you a little bit of FPL knowledge amongst our entertainment. We'd like to entertain first, FPL knowledge second. Or is that's me for you? It's the opposite.
Last year, thanks.
New followers to the stream, new subscribers. If you're new and you haven't hit that subscribe button, hit the subscribe button. But those of you that are long-term FPL family fans will be able to tell the newbies which one of us two you should be paying attention to on a weekly basis. Spoiler alert, it's not me. It's not me, guys. I actually had an all right season last year. I had an all right season. 60-odd K, 65K, pretty good. But compared to you...
We basically did the reversal of our teams, right? You did.
Basically,
you finished all right. Europa League spot. I was all right. Made the Champions League. Teams swap.
Yeah. Well, there we go, guys. The game is live. We will be discussing all sorts tonight. All sorts tonight, including having a look at some... Well, first of all, I'll be getting your opinions on the prices and all the rest of it. I'll be talking through who's standing out for you. First things first. Aubameyang? Midfielder? Yes or no?
Well, he's not for me, but...
They've got that wrong, haven't they, guys? They've got that wrong. He's never been a midfielder, or Aubameyang.
If Lacazette leaves?
He'll play number nine. He'll be a striker.
Do we just not have an Arsenal striker then, though, in the game?
Nketiah?
I don't think that really counts, does it?
Martinelli? My view is, I love him. We do a lot of work for him, but they've got that wrong with Aubameyang. They've got that wrong. But it does mean we've now got loads of decisions to make. In our midfields, loads of decisions to make, no doubt about it.
It's so hard.
It's very, very difficult.
And it makes the strikers impossible because the midfield is so hard.
Oh, the strikers is just a dearth. I'm looking around it going...
And the defenders just got to be cheap.
Well, listen,
Trent.
Strategies, all sorts. We're going to get your thoughts in just a sec. We're going to say hello to you guys. We will be talking through some of our Patreon teams as well. I was in the Slack earlier, and those of you that saw my tweet, the patrons that saw the tweet would have seen that and headed over to the Slack and posted their teams. So we've got about six or seven teams of our Patreon supporters that we're going to dissect, Sam. And I've got permission from them to go in. If you need to go in on these teams, go in. But to be honest, there's some quite good teams.
I went in on Leeds last night.
You basically just said, that's well boring. I looked at it, I was like,
I looked at it.
Yeah, it actually is.
I think my exact phrase was, that can't be the best you can do.
Yes, it's like, having not put a team together yourself, you're ripping into my team.
I tell you what, you want to see, I shared it in the Slack. I just auto-filled my team this year because normally I don't do that. Normally I sit down and I
who do you have?
I spend a couple of hours. Ozil.
Ozil, yes, great.
Why?
Because he's Ozil, because he's in that sort of mid-price bracket now that the auto picks come from, right?
Lo Celso. De Gea. Ooh,
interesting
and
pick, Lo Celso.
De Gea and Schmeichel. I guess I'm going rotating premium.
Well, definitely rotating premium goalkeepers. It's an interesting strategy for 2021. So, of course, we'll be looking at some of our patrons' teams. We'll be having a look at who's picked the Werners, who's picked the Ziyechs, who's going without Salah, who's picking Aubameyang. We'll be talking about that. But before we do any of that, Sam, we have to say hello to a few people. Of course we have to say hello to a few
people. It's good to be back.
It's bloody good to be back,
isn't
it?
We've only been gone a couple of weeks, but it feels like ages.
I haven't even got any bloody fixtures, but it's good to be back. Don't even know who's playing who, but it's good to be back.
Or even if Man United are there.
So, well, listen, another Bruno Fernandes penalty. Literally, as we're coming onto the stream.
Okay.
Bruno penalty.
Just, you know, does Bruno score anything other than
another
penalties?
One.
Or, you know, is it just penalties
from an
now?
FPL perspective, Sam, that does not matter, doesn't it?
Well, no,
gets
it doesn't. But don't you feel a bit... Okay, so this is my FPL kind of weirdness coming out now. But I actually really don't like owning penalty takers. It stresses me. Every time there's a penalty, they stand up and I'm like, oh, God, don't miss.
And the guys that you guys in the live chat can say, get your Liverpool goggles off, Lee. Do you think teams will be... Already going down a little rabbit hole here. We've got to say hello. Do you think teams will be looking at United now and saying, need to be careful around them in the box? They go down a bit easy. Can't give a foul away there. VAR give it a little touch. And they'll start standing off them a little bit more.
Maybe.
And actually that'll benefit the players that have more touches in the box, like Rashford and, not so much Greenwood, but Rashford and Martial. And maybe they'll get less penalties. But I don't know. All to be discussed.
You can only pick one of them because everyone's a midfielder this year.
Everyone's a midfielder. And everyone that you want is really bloody expensive. And I'll say that. Your general feel. Let's say hello. Then I want to get your general feel.
There's a couple of nice picks.
I want to get your general feel on how you thought the price, when those prices were being released and revealed and then the game got launched, how did you feel? Did you feel like, oh God, everyone's expensive? Or do you feel like, actually...
No, it's kind of what I was
expecting. Actually, all right. There's some all right ones. But let's say hello to a few people first. We've got all sorts of people in, loads of people in. Mason Baker is here. How are we doing, Mason? Very nice to see you. Harry Gear is here. Nice to see you, Harry. FPL Flynn is in. How are we doing, Flynn? Nice to see you. Welcome back to FPL Family. Flynn, a regular from last year. Who else we got? John Gaultier. How are we doing, John? Nice to see you.
My guess is we're missing the United fans tonight.
Well, you say that, Sam, but Mr. Aaron Chen, current Manager of the Month champion, no less, is up at the crack of dawn over in Australia.
He's watching United.
Not to watch Man United. He's here with us at FPL.
Yeah, I mean, I hope we're on the telly and Man United on the radio.
Man United is obviously secondary to Aaron when it comes to FPL Family. Thank you, Aaron, for joining. I'm getting told that I missed a super chat, so we'll go back to a super chat. Let's have a look for the super chat that I missed. Ah, here we go. Vinay, thank you for the super chat. Vinay, yay, pizza back. Yes, it is very, very good to be back, Vinay. Thank you very much for the super chat. FPL Raptor is here, one of my favourite new follows in the FPL Twitter sphere. FPL Raptor. For those of you that are following both Raptor and I, you will know that we've got a Raptor video coming next week on the channel, probably about mid to late next week, all about managerial psychology, which is a fascinating...
Lee is so excited about this video.
I love it because I've always been really interested in managerial psychology, but I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not educated. Shut up. I'm just opinionated. I'm not educated. I'm just opinionated. So FPL Raptor has got all the credentials.
I don't think you can tell me to shut up.
I definitely can. Sure, just getting off to a good start here this season. But Raptor's got all the creds, right?
He
knows what he's talking about. Got all the... He's very much understands it, studied it, and all the rest of it. And goodness me, I've seen his notes in preparation for the video. There's some great stuff in there. So look out for that. Hit subscribe on the channel right now, and you'll be alerted to when that video goes live. About middle to end of next week, something like that. If you're not following Raptor on Twitter already, he's been around for literally 5 minutes and he's got about 4,000 followers.
Yeah, because,
absolutely ridiculous.
Because actual FPL gods retweeted him.
Official FPL gave him a little retweet.
Wow.
They rarely do that.
Where's
they
my retweets? I mean, I don't tweet, but I don't get that.
FPL Raptor up to about 4.something K on Twitter. At FPL _Raptor.
He's made it.
_Raptor.
That is it.
They've tweeted it. He's made it. He's an up-and-coming Twitter RT star. I love everything he does. And FPL Family, Times FPL Raptor video coming next week right here on the FPL Family Channel. Look out for that. Bryce Law is here. How are we doing, Bryce? Former Manager of the Month. Bryce Law. Well done, Bryce. Who else we got? Otto is in. Nice to see you, Otto. My midfield, Sam. Salah, KDB, Rashford, Pulisic, Greenwood. Flames.
Well, that is, but I'd like to see your defence.
Would love to see you up front. Hello, Keenan Davis. Hello, Alexander Mitrovic.
Mitrovic, where have we gone back in time?
We have. FPL Tips is in. Harry, how are we doing? Hey, how are you doing, Harry? Very nice to see you. El Stato is here. Everyone's here tonight.
Stats.
Look at this. FPL Stato's here. Nice to see you, mate. Jeff Holt is in. Goodness me. All the regulars
hello,
are here. All the in-laws are here. Jeff, is very nice to see you.
Gaz Temple
is here. Liam Healy. Welcome back, you guys, to the FPL Family Channel. Neil Craston from our patron is here. Scott Schrager, who I found out today. I went back and looked at who was our first ever patron. Mr. Scott Schrager, by the way. First ever patron.
Still around.
And he's still around. And we have a new patron tier. More on that in just a second. And he was the first to upgrade to the new patron tier.
I feel like Scott should have sort of, I don't know, we should like...
Picture on the wall.
I think we should like put him on the wall or something. Like
picture on the wall.
You know, we should. He should change his name and have Bonfield put in
like
it
that.
Or something.
Something like that. We have a third child and name it after Scott Schrager. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Can we?
No, we can't. No, terrible idea. Anupam is in. How are we doing? Abhishek is here. James Newell. A whole host of you. Loads of you in, guys. Thank you for joining us tonight on FPL Family. Loads to discuss. There's our Twitter on the left-hand side, at FPL Family. And do you know what? When I was going through, obviously in the few weeks break we've had, I like to reflect on the season we've had. I like to think back and think, what could we do differently this year? But I did a bit of reflecting,
Sam.
What am I going to do? Take more risks, probably. Hello, Alonso, Maximum Captain. But I had a look at where we were this time last year in terms of the stuff we did and the brands we were associated with and where we were out there on the internet. And actually, it was kind of here and Twitter and a little bit of Instagram. But actually, we are all over the place, guys. So if you're not following us on any of these things over here, or if you're not checked out our Patreon, the links are in the description below. So is the Instagram, so is the Twitter. How's the Instagram going, by the way?
Loving life over there.
Loving life over there. 4.5K, something like that. 5?
Excuse me, nearly at 5.5K.
What? 5.5K. Loving that.
And Facebook.
It's
in the middle.
Notice, pride of place for you and Aaron Boyle only. Facebook.
No. There's loads of us over on the Facebook. They are... You guys on the Facebook.
Facebook, right in the middle there.
We've got our own little groovy gang going on.
And then, of course, we obviously decided that we would put the audio for this live stream out as a podcast about this time last year. And that's just gone from strength to strength.
Thanks, podders, for listening.
Contacting me on Twitter, on Patreon, all sorts of places. You know, don't have time for the live stream or, you know, can't watch a video because I'm watching Man United in the background or whatever. But listen to you in the podcast. Love listening to your pod. So, guys, if you're listening to this audio on the podcast, on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, SoundCloud, any of those formats.
Isn't it really weird that we're on those things? I still find this
weird. Cool, eh? Yeah, it's cool. So if you listen to us on any of those podcasting media, then thank you. Thank you for your support and thanks for following us on those media as well. So all over the bloody place, Sam, including the Fantasy Premier League podcast as well and the official show, which we'll be back on again in due course. I suspect that'll be happening pretty soon with Mr. James and Miss Jules over down in Uxbridge and, of course, with Kelly and or James. I think they're mixing it up a little bit this year. Kelly Sommers and James Richardson on the official FPL podcast. So look out for us over there.
Love those guys.
As well. So there we go. Loads of social channels going on. Let's have a look at... a couple of teams, Sam. I do want to do a Patreon update in a second as well, because we've got new tiers over there. I want to talk about that in a second. But one of the things that we've been doing just today, actually, with our Patreon community over in Slack is saying, show us your teams. We'll feature them. And we will give you some feedback on your teams. And by giving that feedback, you guys will get a bit of a feel for how we are thinking with our teams. Right? Should I show my team as it is? Should we get this out of the way? My boring team.
Yeah. Let's do that super chat first, though.
Let's do this. Oh, Azzy, super chat. Thank you, Azzy, for the super chat. I got ID of the day and month I'm married, 2807. Hashtag freaky. That is freaky. Are you in any way bothered about your ID?
Well, I wasn't until I saw what it was.
I just don't get it. I noticed a couple of... I think Andy got like a 40 or something ID, and I think a couple of the other scouts got a really low ID.
I genuinely don't know what I got.
483. 483, something. Sensational. I will be somewhere around there because I would have done it more or less as you said. Oh, game's live.
Well, you were actually not in the car. I was parked waiting for Lee to get back in the car. I did mine, and then you got back in the car, and I was like, games are... And you go...
Right, okay, very good.
So you might be about 1,000 behind
me. I could probably find that from here, can't I? View game week history, and then go up here. 8,066.
You were a few behind me.
Top 10K, get in. If I finish there at the end of the season...
Top 1%.
I will take it. I will take it. Guys, this is before we get to the Patreon teams then, which is what I really want to talk about. Here's my team as it is, and I'll be open with you guys. I haven't put a ton of thought into this.
Why not?
Well, I haven't.
Because, yesterday.
Well, because we've got no bloody fixtures. We don't know who's playing who. So I've kind of picked a few players based on, you know, flexibility more than anything. And that is one tip that... I say tip. It's not really tip because you guys, most of you guys that play FPL and listen to us and tune in for these live streams will know this already. But staying flexible at the beginning of a season, having players in certain price brackets is kind of important. Because if you've got a defence, as I have right now, full of 4.0s and 4.5s, and suddenly a 5 or a 5.5 defender comes to the fore...
Like a Doherty, probably.
Like a Doherty, who's, I think, 6 this year... it's very difficult to get to those guys. Very, very difficult. Because you're talking about, well, I ain't going to downgrade Trent. So what do I do then? I've got a -4 from somewhere. I've got to take one of my big hitters out of midfield. Well, if I do that, who do I... Is it Salah? Is it who? So I like to try and stay flexible. And right now, my team as it is, doesn't feel flexible. Certainly in defence. And up front, doesn't feel flexible at all. So I think this will absolutely change. No doubt about it. But here is my initial thoughts. This is my kind of team on paper. Welcome back, Button. It's like a little comfort blanket, isn't it? 4.0 Button. It's come back in goal. I've got McCarthy at the back because I actually think Saints, since the project restart, looked reasonable in defence. And at 4.5,
McCarthy,
he did make the difference. And if I was going to have a Saints defender, I think it would be Kyle Walker-Peters. But I've got McCarthy in goal right now. Trent is auto-pick. Forget about it. Don't even think about getting anybody else. 7.5. Do you think that's too cheap for Trent?
I must admit, when the price came out, he was the one I went, oh, hello, thanks, FPL.
Oh, straight in.
Because
straight in.
I was expecting 8. I was expecting him to be the most expensive player in the game. So when I got 7.5, I was like, that's a booty bonus. Then when I was driving at this point where we were talking about these other ones, and I said, Lee, what? Tell me what Robbo and Van Dijk are. And then when you said they're 7 and 6.5... I thought, I don't really want Robbo at 7. I think it's an obvious pick for Trent. But Van Dijk I find really fascinating at 6.5. I think he's a really nice pick. He wasn't that far behind Trent in the overall standings in terms of the end of the season. By the end, the FPL points were there or thereabouts.
Yeah. You wouldn't have him instead of Trent, though.
Well...
No.
If you're going to hold for a whole season, I think there is an element of... You can't swap it. If you're doing it, if you're going to go Van Dijk over Trent, you've got to commit for the whole season. That's how it feels to me.
Right.
And you've got to not panic when Trent undoubtedly scores some free kicks and stuff. But I think there is definitely... At 6.5, if Van Dijk was 7, I'd have gone, no, it's all Trent. At 6.5, there is a possibility.
All right.
Is a possibility.
Well, listen, I couldn't disagree with you more. Trent is in, locked. If you want to go double Liverpool defence...
How?
No problem with that. But, of course, you're going to have to make sacrifices elsewhere, right? It's going to mean that one of your big three hitters, and that's a pretty common theme that I'm seeing in the community right now, is three heavy-hitting midfielders. If you're going to have somebody like a Van Dijk, you're probably going to have two in the middle there.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a Van Dijk, and you're going to have, you know, half-decent second forward probably, or invest that in defence somewhere.
Yeah.
So... It's a difficult one. Thank you for everybody in the live chat that said, we can't see your screen. Hopefully you can now see it and you're not stuck on the socials slide. Hopefully you can see the team now. As you can see, Trent is in there right now. And then the rest of my defence is just kind of, I don't want to call it 4.5 fodder because they don't feel like fodder.
Well, they can't be fodder. You've got to play them.
Well, this is it. And Ruben Vinagre, I think I've seen in pretty much every draft so far.
Makes sense with the Johnny.
Johnny's out ACL, I think. He's done his cruciate ligament. Probably going to be out for the majority of the season.
Yeah.
Not only that, but when Vinagre did come in for him, when I think the same thing happened, I don't think he did an ACL, but Otto was injured before. Vinagre didn't just come in and do a reasonable job, but reasonably attacking as well,
yeah.
If I remember from memory. He does like to get forward. He's not a Doherty. But at 4.5, you'd accept the odd assist in maybe 4 or 5 games, wouldn't you? Maybe 5 or 6 games.
Yeah, and I do feel like this year, last season we obviously had the difficulties with Wolves. They had a very bad start to the season. because they were getting used to this European football and all of that malarkey. This season, of course, Wolves don't have European football. So they are just going to have a standard Premier League season. And I would expect Wolves to fly at the beginning of the season.
It's going to make a big difference, that. If you think back to this time last year, Wolves started really slow.
They did.
Really slow. And someone else I want to shout out, because he started last season slow, and in my opinion started slow because of the pressures of playing in the Europa League at the same time, was Diogo Jota. And Jota actually has been reclassified as a midfielder this year. I think he's 6'5", if I'm right in saying that. Mm. I like him. I think that's a reasonable price point for a midfielder. If he was 6'5 and still a forward, I'd say no. Because I had bad experiences with Jota, as you remember rightly, I'm sure. I brought him in for Project Restart. Was it with the free transfers? I don't know, but I had him for a few weeks after the restart. And he kept being brought off for Daniel Podence, who's another one I like, by the way, on the hour mark. And slowly but surely, Podence started to, you know, get a foothold in that team over Jota. And it was so frustrating as a Jota owner. And every week he'd be bought off on 60. He'd change the system, bring on Traore, and Traore would cross for Jimenez, and Jimenez would get the goal. And I was just like, oh, Jota. So I don't think I'm going to go there from the beginning of the season. But he's one to have a keep an eye on, I think. He's on my watch list, Jota, at 6'5". As is Daniel Podence. Because Daniel Podence is the sort of... Is it Podence? I don't think it is. It's Podence. We've had this on Scoutcast Match Day, I'm sure. Toby and Gianni were just like, no, it's Podence. It's Podence. I was trying to make him sound more full of flair than he otherwise would be. Podence.
Okay. I wouldn't have corrected
Daniel Podence. He is, he's a kind of selfish, likes a shot, hogs the ball a bit too much. He's like that kid that you hated playing with in the playground at school. But for FPL, that's the sort of player we like, isn't it? A bit of a shoot on sight, kind of hogging the ball player. So he might be one to have a look at. So at the moment, I've got Jimenez and I've got Vinagre. But actually, I quite like the look of some differentials maybe in that Wolves midfield in lieu of a Europa League
spot. Oh, I thought you were going to say in lieu of Jimenez. And I was
lieu of that Europa League. Elsewhere in the team, a quick gloss over it because I want to talk more about some of these players as we go through the Patreon teams. But, you know, Mo's in there, KDB's in there, Rashford's in there, but that could easily be Bruno, couldn't it? I mean, I've got to find a million from somewhere, but could be. Jimenez up front, Mitrovic, and then Davis is a bit of a burner slot up front, but at 4.5...
Keenan.
Yeah. He got some game time, didn't he, since the restart?
Right.
Have you even done a draft? You don't know how hard this is yet. You haven't even done a draft, have you? You will have Keenan Davis.
I won't.
You will definitely have Keenan Davis. A lot of the live chat, actually, I have seen this rumour. Rhian Brewster to West Bromwich Albion on loan could be interesting. Rhian Brewster, currently a Liverpool forward in the game, 4.5.
Well, there you are.
If he goes to West Brom on loan, that completely changes FPL, in my opinion.
Can you phone Klopp?
Completely changes it.
Well, get on the phone.
It's not him, is it? You've got to speak to Bilic, I think. But
get on the phone to him then and say, off you go.
Well, Martin Boyle saying, surprised Ox isn't in there. Yes, Martin, I did flirt with Ox for a little while. Did consider him, but I think we're going to end up getting Thiago, so I can't see Ox getting too many games from then on in. Daniel Lambert is saying Keenan Davis is potentially going to Preston. Well, that would be a bit of a spanner in the works, wouldn't it, for Keenan Davis? But listen, so there's my team. Don't want to talk any more about that. I want to have a quick chat about Patreon and the new look Patreon. So for those of you that were around over the last couple of years, we'll know that we've had two tiers. We've had an Ohana tier and we've had a Manager of the Month tier. Now, the Ohana tier is kind of Slack access, a bonus Ohana podcast every Friday, so we get some sort of initial last-minute thoughts before we head into either the Friday evening game or the Saturday morning game.
There'll be one this Friday.
And there will be one this Friday, this Friday, in terms of how we're getting on with our drafts and stuff. So if you just want to kind of come along, say thanks, Lee and Sam, get a bit of Slack access, bit of Ohana podcast, and $3 is the tier for you guys to go for. If you want to go a little bit bigger and go for Manager of the Month tier, that's when you can start getting some pretty cool prizes. We're sponsored by a company called KickingTheBalls.com that supply all these wonderfully signed street signs and signed Liverpool shirts. And obviously not just Liverpool, they've got all sorts of stuff on their website. All the links are in the description below. We've got discount codes and stuff in the descriptions as well if you want to go and check them out. But each Manager of the Month for our mini leagues will win one of these prizes. We have a bonus as well.
Yeah.
For our Manager of the Month winners, as well as that, and as well as being able to appear on a YouTube video on our channel and doing a Manager of the Month video. If you have not checked out our Manager of the Month videos, the recent one with Aaron Chen is there from a few weeks back, so go check that out. But you've done a bit of sleuthing around Tinternet, and you've found this little company that are going to give us something additional for the Manager of the Month winners.
Yeah, so I've been chatting away with a company called Princeworks. owned by a couple of brothers who were furloughed, of course, during this massive crisis, and they've come up with their own new company. They produce some really cool mini-league, well, it doesn't have to be mini-league, but scorecards, effectively, like personalised scorecards. So they've done ones for, if you're a Leeds fan or a Liverpool fan, you can go on their website, buy one for your season, showing your progress and your champions winning titles and all of that kind of stuff. But for us, at the end of every manager of the month, oh, there you are.
There you go.
As kindly shown.
I'll share it on the
screen.
Finally, now. Right now, wait a minute.
For each of the managers of the month, they will be immortalising your win and producing a printout for you, which will arrive nicely in the post of the league that you have won.
Yeah, that month where you win, it will be forever immortalised in black and white. So that's an additional little bonus for our Manager of the Month winners. I need to see.
I love them. I have one myself.
They're great, right?
Which Jack made for me for the official podcast league. Which,
there we go.
As we all know, as on the last day when I was in the Slack with you guys, that was the thing that I was really kind of gunning for at the end of the season. I wanted to win that one.
So there we go. Manager of the Month at the $5 tier can get all this something from Kicking the Balls of their choice, a bit of extra from Prince Works there, and your sort of your winning league on a piece of paper in black and white. And the opportunity to be in a FPL Family YouTube video and Ohana and Slack. So you get all that stuff for $5 a month. The Zoom tier is the new tier. That's the $10.
Zoom.
The Zoom tier. So as well as all of that stuff I've just mentioned, everything that's in the $5 tier, you also get direct access to us. I'm buzzing for this. I think it's going to be fun. And I've put this together.
I think we should have a spreadsheet because they're going to have to choose either one. And then we see wins.
Are you Team Sam? Are you Team Lee? You need to be Team Sam if you've not listened to us
before.
To be
fair, they get two chances, right? So they could have one each.
Yeah, yeah. So one in the first half of the season when the first wild card's available. As soon as that second wild card becomes available, you get the opportunity to speak to us again. Two Zoom sessions with us over the course of the season, effectively. Now, what I particularly like about this is we'll do it like a Manager of the Month video. So we'll do like a Zoom thing with you, and we'll talk about your team, and we'll talk about you, and if you want to, I don't know, promote your Twitter or whatever you want to do. It's your video, right? You're paying $10 a month. Do whatever you want. So your video goes up on the FPL Family YouTube channel, or does it? Because you might not want your rivals to know what you're doing with your team. So if you want to keep that video completely to yourself, you absolutely can. If you want to just share it with just the Patreon community, you can. But if you want to put it out there to the great YouTube community, then we can put it out there as well. So if you want your very own YouTube video a couple of times a season, and you want to come on and promote your channel, or you want to come on and promote your Twitter, or just talk about FPL with us for a bit in terms of what you're doing with your team and get some team feedback, then you could do that as well. So there's the three tiers. New Zoom $10 tier where you get to speak to us directly a couple of times a season. I think it's going to be great fun. If you want to go check it out, patreon.com/FPL family. All the links are in the description below. And again, massive, massive shout out. We've had 5 patrons already that have either joined the Zoom tier or have upgraded to the Zoom tier. And Mr. Scott Schrager, I saw you sneaking in there first, mate. Thank you very much for doing that. Really appreciate you upgrading to the Zoom tier. So there we go. All new, brand new looking page. Not brand new, but you know, a bit of an upgrade to what we were doing last year on Patreon. So if you want to go check us out, have a look over there. Now, one of the things that we are doing with our patrons that we've done today, as I mentioned before, is we said, show us your teams. Give us, and we'll give you some feedback. So let's go first to...
We're going to have to look at my screen now because I can't see that one.
You can't see my screen from here, but you've got screenshots on your iPad.
I have on my iPad.
So the first team I'm going to look at, Sam, is Mr. Sean Thorpe. Mr. Sean Thorpe, who is a regular in our Slack. He's been a long-term FPL Family Patreon member. And infamously has asked us a couple of really interesting questions when we do our Ask Us Anything podcast.
Forget about that.
When we have an international break or we have a bit of a non-FPL week, we still do an Ohana and we do like an Ask Us Anything. And the guys in the Slack generally do Ask Us Anything. And Sean comes up with some absolute belters, which have made us giggle properly in the heart, properly.
Oh, I can't wait for us to be able to do one of them.
We'll do another one of them soon. So Sean, get your questions ready, mate. But thank you for sending your team in. Here is Sean's team, Sam. The aforementioned Carl Walker-Peters, who we spoke about before, at the back there. He's gone Traore, 6.5 in the middle. So I mentioned before about the Wolves midfielders, maybe Traore, maybe Pudence, looking like good value. He's gone for Willian, 8.0 in the middle as well. Kane and Brewster up front. So maybe he's looking for Brewster as just a bit of 4.5 filler, but does take up a Liverpool spot. Or maybe he knows something that we don't about a loan move to West Bromwich Albion. But talk me through that team in about sort of 4 or 5 minutes, what you're thinking. Kane in particular, haven't seen him in a lot of drafts, but I like that Sean's going a little bit different.
September we kick off, isn't it?
This is not in August, right? So Kane will be all right, yeah. Okay.
I really like the Kane pick, to be honest. I think
he'll
be...
Oh, yeah, I bet you do, yeah.
I think he'll be in mine, in my first draft. I can't see that he won't be in my team when I start the season, although my team's not named after him this year, but there we are.
What's your team name this year?
Best in the Out of Earald.
It's so lame. It's so lame. Best in the Out of Earald. Oh, jeez.
It's my favourite player.
All right, Sean's team.
Anyway,
come on.
Kane.
Is Kane not your favourite player anymore, then?
Toby's always been my favourite player.
Oh, right, okay.
I like
Why?
Kane.
Because he's handsome.
He's very handsome.
Pathetic.
Jealous.
Pathetic. Right, Sean's team. Come on, Sean's team.
Kane,
let's go.
I think that's a good pick. I really like Carl Walker-Peters. I think he's a really nice pick at Southampton.
Willian, 8.0. Talk to me about Willian.
No.
Why not?
I don't...
Willian started the season at 7.0, if I remember, for Chelsea last season. So yeah. He's got a bump of a million. He's going to Arsenal, which are... Arguably, I'm not going to say they're a worse team than Chelsea, but arguably, they just beat them in the FA Cup, so how can they be? But you go into a team where, I don't know, there's going to be some competition from Pepe. I'm not feeling the Willian love, I'll be honest.
I really liked Willian as a Chelsea player, and I was really torn, if you remember back to the end of last season, between having Willian or having Pulisic. It was a really difficult decision. Willian at Arsenal, I just don't know if I see it. I don't know how I feel about it. I would want to see more, and we will get some pre-season games, so we will get to see how Willian and Arsenal, it's going to be weird saying Willian and Arsenal, how they fit together and how that system works. Now, don't get me wrong, I think Arteta is a great manager. I think there is scope for that to be a good pick, but I'm just not sure. I think first wildcard is a good opportunity for Willian. I'm not sure...
Pepe only 0.5 more, by the way.
What
Pepe,
is it that you
8.5.
Said that they're talking about? Aren't they?
Arsenal are having an internal investigation as to whether they've overpaid for Pepe.
What does that do to his morale?
I can tell you now the answer to that investigation is yes, you have overpaid for Pepe. But listen, if you said to me you have to have Willian or Pepe.
I would have Willian.
Would you?
Yes.
Over Pepe.
100%.
Wow.
If I had to have an Arsenal... If you said to me, Sam, colours to the marsh, you've got to have an Arsenal player, I'd have Willian over Aubameyang.
In the Project Restart, though, Willian was really, really good for FPL.
Yes.
Because he banged in penalties every 5 minutes. He's not on penalties for Arsenal. It's surely Aubameyang. So, what does he give? Yes, he'll get some assists.
Free kicks.
I don't know.
I would have Willian over Pepe... And I
the guys are saying Pepe's 8, actually. I got it wrong. He's not 8.5, he's 8, Pepe. Same money.
Oh, well, it's easier then. It's an easy... If it's a straight choice, I would go Willian over Pepe. To be honest, I wouldn't have either of them. But I do think there is potential with Willian. Sean might be right. He might be an early goer on it. But
well, let's see what you guys in the chat are saying. Joe Finley Badder, who's in and moderating. Joe, how are we doing?
Hey,
who are you supporting in the Premier League this year, mate?
Spurs.
Ooh, shots fired. Sorry, Joe. Ziyech over Willian every day of the week, he's saying. Every day of the week. FPL tips, Harry saying Willian over Aubameyang. Sam is on something tonight. I think you meant Willian over Pepe, right?
I would have him over Aubameyang.
Would you?
Yeah.
Not. I'm enjoying this new Sam tactic. What? Willian over Aubameyang, Kane in my team. It's my year, guys. This is my year.
Aubameyang
is my year.
He's overpriced, in my view.
Well, he's certainly overpaid, as Azzy has pointed out. 220k a year, 220k a week, I think, is absolute madness.
I'd take 220k a year.
You would, absolutely. You would. Yes, you absolutely would. Scott Schrager. Hey, Scott, he's in. He's saying, Sam, what? Stay away from Willian. Stay away. Imo Hersey just says, I love Sam, lol. Okay. Willian over Pepe for sure, Moha is saying, and Ashley Longthorn sums it up by just saying, just no on either. Just no. So there we go, guys. Sean,
is full. Sure how I feel about Mitrovic either, Sean.
Well, listen, we'll talk more because Mitrovic is in some other teams, but Sean, at FPL Thinker, the team is looking okay, mate. There's some nice differentials in there, but I think the community...
I do like Ryan and Button together.
Community are saying, have a rethink on Willian potentially and maybe have a look at Kane. Who knows? Who knows? let's have a look. Let's see. Where do we go to next? I want to go to let's see, one of our new patrons, actually. I've just realised... Oh, my days. I've got his name wrong. I've got to fix this. It's one of our new patrons.
He's got an extra A in his name.
He's got an extra... Right, I've got to fix this on the fly. This is shocking.
Going to fix it in... Oh, my God. Anything can happen. The stream might break.
There we go. Boom.
Oh, it's
sorry, Dan. I think his name is Dan. Dan, if you're in, if you're listening, hit me up on Patreon. Tell me on Twitter if I've got your
who
name
does
wrong.
He support?
It's not Dan Van Leeuven. It's Dan Van Leeuven, who's a new patron of ours. I think just as of today, or maybe even yesterday, sent us his team over on Slack. Here's the team, Sam. One of yours that I know, one of yours, but a player that you were big on at the back end of last season, thanks to his 3 assists in one game, Mr. Alan Saint-Maximin, coming in at 5.5 million. I think that is a really, really nice price.
I really like this team.
It's a nice team, isn't it? What are we saying about St. Max at 5.5?
We're saying, take my money, FPL.
Yeah.
Take it now and put him in my team all year.
I think he's being massively overlooked. There's him and a couple of others in that sort of 5.5 to 5 bracket. Suchek as well, who I'll come to
take
in a second.
Take my money.
Who actually is also in Dan's team, I should say. But we're all of us, the whole Twitter sphere is talking about Salah versus Mane, KDB versus Sterling, Greenwood versus Rashford versus Fernandes, and we seem to be overlooking some bargains. And I think Alan Saint-Maximin is absolutely a bargain.
100% straight in my team.
Straight in the team at 5.5.
I love him.
I tend to agree.
Genuinely, Project Restart, I had a feeling for him, didn't I, before Project Restart. And I talked before, when we were doing the streams building up, how I felt that Newcastle would be good in Project Restart, and they were. Now, obviously, the takeover thing's kind of off the cards, but I still feel like Saint-Maximin is a really good pick, and I still feel like Newcastle have momentum, and I'll be adding Saint-Max for sure.
I'll tell you what I also like about Dan's team here is he's kind of made... He's got the two big hitters in midfield there, so Salah and De Bruyne.
Mm.
Can't argue with that at all. But he's found the value in Saint-Maximin and Suchek. He's made a slight compromise on Greenwood over Rashford and Fernandes. Or, I mean, let's discuss that. Is that a compromise? Or is Greenwood at 7.5? He's a $3 million saving over Bruno. Come on, you've got to have him, haven't you, Greenwood? Or does it depend on the Sancho signing? Because he's a non-option if Sancho signs, clearly.
Yeah.
But assume Sancho doesn't arrive.
Yeah.
Greenwood at 7.5, starting in that Manchester United attack.
I would always... So I think if Rashford and Bruno... Is an easy one because of the penalties. Add Greenwood into the
Rashford
mix.
And Bruno is an easy one because of the penalties. Weren't they sharing penalties back
well,
in
they
the last
were.
Season?
They were, but I just feel like Bruno... I mean, I had both, didn't I, last season when Rashford was a forward. Yeah. But I feel like if it's a choice between the two of them, for me, it's Bruno all day long.
If you look at some of the heat maps, though, and I did do this, if you're a member on Fantasy Football Scout, go check them out. They've got some... pre-season membership offers on at the minute, so go check them out, fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Head over to the members area. If you're a member there already, go do a bit of a comparison from game week 30 to 38 of last season on Rashford and Fernandes, because the heat maps are very interesting. Fernandes is one of those players, he gets in and around the box, and he takes shots from in and around the box. And by the way, he's very good at doing that and has scored the odd goals. He's on free kicks, obviously takes a lot of penalties. So you're going to... The route to points... I ain't going to put you off of Fernandes any at all. In fact, he'd more than likely be in my team. But I think a lot of people are going for him when actually you could... I think it might actually be worth the million saving. If you look at the way that Rashford... He was very unlucky in some of those games.
So frustrating to only.
Yes, but he was... If he could just be a bit clinical, if the people that he was assisting could be a bit more clinical, he was getting all the right areas. His touches in the box, way higher than Bruno.
I found him... The most of all of the players I owned in Project Restart, bar Biscuit Tin, he was the most frustrating one. No, let's not remember him. Like, he was the most frustrating one that I owned because every game I'd watch him and I'd think, why didn't I go Greenwood? And it was annoying. Now, at this point, for me, Bruno wins over Rashford. Greenwood adds a whole different dimension because that value is there.
Yeah.
And when I'm looking at the rest of the team thinking, God, I want all of these other players. There are compromises, sure, owning Greenwood over Fernandes.
Yeah.
But they might just be worth having.
One of the things I'll be talking to FPL Raptor about next week, and when the video comes out, you guys can check it out. We'll be talking about managerial psychology, and I will be talking about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and how he manages that team and some of the egos he's got to manage and some of the players he's got to manage. And I will touch on Rashford with Raptor. This has got to be Rashford's year, hasn't it? We've talked enough about Rashford now. We've talked about him off the pitch. We've talked about him on the pitch. He's bubbling. He's been really a fantastic player for his age. His time is now, isn't it? This has got to be the breakout Rashford season with a European Championship for England winning performance when that rolls around next year. This is Rashford season, isn't it? He's got to be coming into this year going, this is my time.
Yes.
And if the penalties dry up for Manchester United, as I just suggested, because teams will be like, oh, standing off them a bit now, diving around all the time. If the penalties dry up for Man United, Fernandes might not be quite so important.
Is this just you trying to talk me into having Rashford over Fernandes because it's a differential
Sam,
view?
I'm merely trying to provide a balanced opinion.
Have
because...
you been speaking too long to Raptor and now you're trying to side me out?
No, not at all.
What's happening here?
Just going for a little swapsie. No, not at all. I'm trying to provide some balanced opinion because I noticed when the game got released, I noticed when Bruno's price got released, everyone was like, bang, 10-5. Don't even ask me. He's in my team. But I'm here to tell you that I think Rashford is potentially worth saving the 1 million. And I think Greenwood is definitely worth having a look at 3 million less. But listen, what I like about Dan's team in particular is he's found a bit of value there. He's gone with the Greenwood compromise and look what he can do with his forward line. Werner and Kane. So he's gone for the big hitters up front. More on Werner a bit later. Interesting player between the sticks as well. He's gone with Trent at the back. Yeah, I don't know why you'd go Lloris, would you?
No.
Nah, don't go Lloris. Better options at lower prices, Dan, for me. But Hugo Lloris at the back there. Let's move on because I do like Dan's team though. That's a nice solid foundation to work on.
I like it.
Got no fixtures. I don't know what I'm basing that opinion on, but Dan, I like the team, Dan. I like it. And thank you for joining our Patreon today, Dan. Appreciate it. Let's go to Adam's team. So this is FPL Maverick, at Maverick underscore FPL. This is Adam's team. What are we saying about Adam? So he's an Arsenal fan. We've discussed Willian already. We've discussed Suchek already, and potentially he's a bit under the radar in terms of he's one of the first price releases that got revealed by FPL on the other day.
Yeah.
And I must admit, I did like that when I saw that 5.0. I thought there's some value there. He's got the Salah, De Bruyne, he's got the Martials, the Werners, etc. Kieran Tierney at the back. How much are you trusting this new-look Arsenal defence? And if you were going to go Arsenal defence, would you go for a bit of attacking upside with Tierney? Or would you have a look at one of the goalkeepers, either Bernd Leno at 5, or Martinez, who was fantastic for Arsenal since game week 30 last season, at only 4.5? If he can keep his spot, a 4.5 Arsenal goalkeeper is worth having, isn't it?
He's not going to keep his spot, though, is he?
Well, why not?
Well, when Leno's...
Definitely played his way into that team. And I noticed some comments, didn't he come out only a couple of weeks ago and say, look, I'm here to play, and if you don't play me, I'm going.
It's a bit bullshy.
What? Listen, he's probably at an age now where he needs to start playing games.
At an age?
Yes, he probably is. But go on, Kieran Tierney and Adam's team. Talk to me. What are we saying? Bit of attacking threat there. Likes to get up and down that side.
How much is he?
I don't know. I haven't looked at him. He's probably about 5'5", 6", something like that. 5'5", I'd guess. But the guys in the live chat can tell us.
Okay. I don't... Okay, it's historic. I do appreciate that what I'm about to say is not necessarily the case at the moment. But I don't trust Arsenal to keep clean sheets. And therefore, you're relying on the upside of goals scored with players like Tierney or assists. And I think there are players like the Burnley defenders, who yeah. don't have one here, who have a bit more of both.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can look elsewhere in the Arsenal defence, as you guys in the live chat quite rightly saying, and I didn't know a lot about this guy, to be honest with you, until a bit of Twitter talk about him, but Saliba for Arsenal as well, 4.5, a whole million cheaper, as he is saying, yes, Tierney is 5.5, so a million cheaper. You can go Saliba, who I think is getting quite a lot of Twitter talk about this guy as potential for to be in the Arsenal defence there. But again, as Dread FPL is saying, Sam, I agree with you. Just don't trust the Arsenal defence enough to invest.
And I don't know. I mean,
you can have Burnley for the same money.
And that's my issue here, is that I'm looking at this team and I'm thinking, why is there no Burnley defenders? They're all nicely priced this year. Why have we not got one of them? I would take Tierney out and I would have one of them on that basis. I think not having Burnley... I mean, how have we got to this point where not having a Burnley defender feels a bit FPL suicidal? But there will be so many of them in teams this year on the basis that you need that budget elsewhere. Burnley defenders will be premium in people's teams. People will be looking for them.
Okay.
So to not have one feels risky. But...
All right. Well, listen, as Jasper is saying in the live chat, under Arteta, Arsenal have been one of the best sides defensively. Azzy and a few of you other guys are saying, you know, Tierney is a sort of player that will hoover up the bonus as well if he gets forward into those positions. Overlapping probably Saka on that side, if not Aubameyang, if Lacazette stays. So, at 5-5, I'm not going to put Adam off picking Kieran Tierney there.
Lamptey's a nice pick, I like that.
Lamptey's all right. Yes, I like him sitting on the bench there. 4.5, I think, this season. So yeah, he showed a lot of promise, didn't he, since the restart. So another shout-out for Kean Davis. So, listen, nice team, Adam. Nice team. Good start, mate. Like the look of that.
Let's go to... Kean Davis going to be like the Shea Adams of last season.
Probably. Yeah, probably. He's in every draft, and he's also in Kun Karam's draft. So if you're not following Kun Karam, one of our patrons, also features on Fantasy Football Scout, on the Scoutcast as well. Big in the Twitter community, plays a lot of the Elitizarian game as well.
Collects
Panini football stickers, which we love, and our little boy absolutely loves. At Karam Taser over on Twitter. If you're not following, you're doing it wrong. Go follow at Karam Taser over on Twitter. Here is Kun Karam's team, Sam. A shout out for one Mr. Danny Ings at 8.5 in the team. How are you feeling about Danny Ings, not just in this team, but in general?
It made me wince when I saw his price.
You okay?
It went 8.
Nearly got the golden boot last year. Ooh. Scored every single week. Hurt you as an FPL manager every time he scored.
Ooh,
you're not feeling it. Not feeling it.
No, thank you. Okay. I think it's too much money. I really do. I can't find the value in him. I might regret it. I might regret saying that. And it will be hard to bring him in, and that's the issue. And it's like you were saying before when you were talking about your team, it's actually really difficult because the way you look to set up your team means that bringing in someone like Danny Ings later on, kind of feel like I need someone like Danny Ings for the beginning so that I've got to go out from the forwards. I don't know how I feel about Danny Ings. I don't know that I can see him doing what he did last season again.
As Martin Boyle is saying there, hey Martin, how are we doing? He's saying it's a nice balanced team there from Kunkram. I do like the balance. And what I like about balance is you've got that flexibility that we mentioned before. He's approaching the season here, maybe not with the 11 that he wants necessarily, but maybe with an 11 that he thinks is set for fluidity and for him to be able to move quickly onto players that he does want when we get into game weeks 2 and 3. So I agree, I quite like the balance of this team.
I think the reality is that no FPL manager is going to be going into this season with the 11 that they would really want, because the way that the players have been positioned this season and the price tags that they have on them means you can't have everybody that you want until your team value grows, and therefore you've got to get on some differential picks who help you build your team value. Now, Danny Ings, I don't think, will be very highly owned at the start of this season on that basis.
I'll ask you this, Ings or Jimenez, if you were going to start with one?
Oh, Jimenez.
With no Europa.
Jimenez.
Yeah, probably. Let's have a chat about the Chelsea boys then. So, two new boys for Kun Karam. He's gone for Ziyech and he's gone for Werner. Werner coming in at what I consider to be quite a nice price, 9.5. I genuinely think if I was to look down the list of strikers in FPL right now and I look at the 10.5s, Aguero and Kane, I mean, listen, they'll get goals, they'll get points, but at 10.5, you want to be able to captain them every single week confidently, and I'm not sure that I can.
Do you?
Even Aguero.
But you'd spend 10.5 on Bruno and not captain him every week.
You could captain Bruno, no problem.
I don't think you could captain Kane any less than you could captain Bruno.
Okay. All right, well, listen, at 10.5, I'm looking at them and thinking, maybe not for me. And then I go down and I look at, okay, Werner's there, and then it's Jimenez. I mean, Vardy's there at about 10, isn't he? Then
Jesus.
Jesus is there, but for the same reasons that I'm not sure on Aguero, I'm not sure on Jesus. Then I'm sort of down into the Ings and Jimenez, and then I'm sort of nowhere until Mitrovic, and then I'm sort of nowhere after that. I'm not feeling the strikers at all this year. I've got to pick three. And if I look at, you've got to pick three, and I'm Keenan Davis or Rian Brewster absolutely nailed on for me. And the reason I've gone Davis is I don't want to use up a potentially important third Liverpool spot. If we start the season well, I'm not going to want Rian Brewster unless he's gone on loan somewhere.
Why do you think it's going to be really hard to own triple Liverpool this year?
It could be really expensive, right?
Because the budget to own triple Liverpool is not there.
I think there'll be a Liverpool breakthrough player there.
Is it Oxlade-Chamberlain?
I don't know. Eyes on Naby Keita this year. Eyes on Naby Keita this year. That's all I'm going to say.
Can I have him instead of Salah? That would save me a lot.
Could you have him instead of Salah? I would not advise getting Naby Keita over Mo Salah, but eyes on Keita this season.
Do you think Ziyech, would he be having Ziyech if Pulisic was fit?
That's an interesting one. If Kun Karam, if you're in, get in the live chat, let us know. obviously he's going to cost you 0.5 less than Pulisic. Pulisic, for me, at 8 million.
Oh, bargains.
Would have been absolutely, in my team, nailed, no issue. Then when they did the VAR check and they gave him an 8.5, I just had a little wobble. And I don't know whether it's psychological. It's a bit like picking something off the shelf in Tesco and then you scan it in the till and it's a quid more expensive. You're like, I don't really want it anymore.
Yeah.
Did you feel a bit like that about Pulisic?
Yeah, it upset me a lot.
Yeah, I was like,
cheated.
I built a bit of a team around an 8 million Pulisic. And then when it was 8.5, I was like, just sort of felt a bit like...
Got to go to Button now.
I've got a Button. I've got a bloody Keenan Davis now. I don't know. I think once I've looked at my team a bit more, I'm going to look at that and go, no, Lee, get over it. 8.5 is a good price. It is a good price for Pulisic.
Yeah, but is he going to be fit?
I don't know. Probably. But right now, would you, if you were going to have one of them Chelsea mids, would you go Ziyech at 8, Pulisic at 8.5, or... Mason Mount at 7, who I think is being criminally overlooked. No one's got Mason Mount in their draft, and I demand to know why. What is going on there? 7 million.
Because did you see the way Pulisic ended the season?
I know, but it's going to cost you 1.5 million more.
I don't care. Take my money.
He is nicely priced. Mount, I can't put anybody off the Pulisic.
I'm going to say something that's controversial, but Mount to me is a compromise. He's a compromise too far.
He's Frank's boy.
He's a compromise too far.
I think he's really nicely priced, Mount.
He's a compromise too far.
Guys, get in the live chat. Get in the comment. If you're watching the replay, get in the comments below. Who are you picking out of those three? Ziyech at 8, Pulisic 8.5, or Mason Mount at 7? Who are you going for? Or maybe even Kai Havertz when he comes along from the Bundesliga. Who knows? So Kuhn-Kramp, like your team. Nice and balanced.
Ooh, hello.
Again, we're talking about Trent and a bunch of 4.5s at the back. That seems to be a common theme, but you know, more on that a bit later on. Let's have a look at Salil's team. This is Salil Bapat.
Just spied a little magician on his bench.
Who, what, in Kunkaram's team?
No, Salil's.
In Salil. So Salil's team is on the screen with your favourite.
One of my favourites is in here.
That's a hell of a bench, by the way.
Go on, Matinho.
Matinho and Antonio.
Love a bit of Matinho.
I can only assume that Harrison is actually bench fodder and that Antonio would play, right? But listen, again, reasonably sort of balanced team. Werner's in there, who we've talked about, I think, has got all the credentials. I mean, we just talked about Chelsea midfield. What about the guy up front taking advantage of all of that creativity behind him? What about Werner? 9.5. Another really nice price. I think he's got all the makings of a top Premier League striker, Timo Werner.
I totally agree with everything you've just said. But the Premier League is a very different beast. And will he...
He's got the attributes, hasn't he? He's got the physicality. Look at his underlying stats in the Bundesliga. He would do well there in the Premier League.
The Premier League is different. And will he settle straight away? That's my fear. And that's why I feel like he could potentially, probably for me, be a first wildcard player.
Yeah, maybe. I really like him. I'm very tempted by him. If I could get from Jimenez to Werner easily, I would do that, but it's compromising somewhere else. But Werner...
Is Salah in this team, or Mane?
No Liverpool midfielders in this team, which is an interesting one, isn't it? As you guys are saying in the live chat, JKC, Dread FPL, both saying Werner's on the watch list, is potentially on pens as well. I don't know whether we've seen that actually confirmed anywhere, but I'm pretty sure he was on pens in Germany, so he's probably going to be one of the key penalty takers for Chelsea.
With no Willian.
With no Willian there, with Jorginho a little bit sort of in and out of favour.
Yeah.
Is he going to be on penalties? If he is, I think he's absolutely one to have Werner. I think he looks absolutely quality, particularly if the fixtures look good for Chelsea to start with. I think he's going to be really one to have, I do. Honestly do. When it looked like he was going to come to Liverpool, I did do a lot of looking at him, and I really liked him. Really, really liked him. I think Chelsea got a proper player there. So anyway, Werner I like. Reece James at the back from Chelsea as well. Interesting pick. What are we saying about Chelsea defence?
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
I don't...
Reasonable pick.
Yeah. I mean, I
reasonably big at the back there, Salil, with Trent and Robbo and James.
This team confuses me, and I'll tell you why. Because it's massive at the back.
Yeah.
If all the teams I've looked at so far, they've all been huge in the middle, little at the back, little at the front. This team... is like triple Liverpool defence.
What's wrong with that? Why have you got to follow the herd?
No.
Everyone's going big in midfield.
I'm not saying
What's wrong with big at the back? And having Werner and... I was going to say something else big up top, but you've got Bamford and Antonio. But what's wrong with going big at the back?
Nothing, but three Liverpool defenders, Salah or Mane, one of them, probably both of them, will be punishing you week in, week out.
I think those Liverpool home games, half of FPL have got Salah captain, it's going to be tricky.
It's going to be really tough to own three Liverpool defenders. For me, don't get me wrong, I think Alisson is the best keeper in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Maybe in the world. However, I don't think he's the best FPL keeper in the game. Cool. I would be downgrading him, and I would be finding a way to have a Liverpool attacker of some kind, because I think...
You're going Salah over Mane?
Yes.
Why?
Because
it's Mo Salah.
No, well, no. Yes, but no. I mean, I said all season last year, I always feel like I can just leave the armband on Salah. With Mane, I always feel like I'm stressed if I give him the armband. I don't feel comfortable with it. I feel like he's either going to do nothing or loads. Whereas with Salah, I always feel like there's always going to be something from him. He's that selfish kind of player that you want to put the captain armband on.
He's on penalties. That's what swings it for me. He's on penalties. And what does the signing of Thiago say to you, if we sign him, and this new Greek left-back that we've got, Tsimikas? What does that tell you? That says to me, despite the fact James Milner is an absolute beast stroke machine, he is getting on. He is going to have his minutes managed.
He's the same age as
he ain't going to play week in, week out. He probably is about the same age as
he's getting on.
I've got his physique as well. I could do a bleep test like Milner, no problem. His minutes are going to be managed. He's going to be on the pitch less. Therefore, he's not on penalties. Therefore, it's Mo. If it's not anyway, when Milner's on the pitch, right? So the penalties swings it for me with Mo.
I think this team looks really lovely on paper, but the reality in FPL is, with Salah and Mane's ownerships, they are going to be at most of the game between them. And
Joe Finley Baddow summed it up quite nicely. Double Leeds attack is bold. That is bold.
It's big.
It's big. It's differential.
It is go on, go home territory, this team.
Listen, Alisson Maximane's got the Burnley defence. It's got the foundations of a good team there, Salio, but maybe some tweaks around the edges, mate. Maybe some tweaks. Let's have a look at Richard Bouchier's team. Thank you, Richard, for sending your team in. No Liverpool again, except for the two boys. I've got quite... The text is quite small on the screen, guys. Hopefully you can see that.
Yeah, Trent and Robbo at the back. Robbo and Trent at the back.
No Liverpool midfield. The one I did want to talk about on this team, though, is Phil Foden. So with all the talk of Sterling versus KDB, and absolutely there should be a lot of talk of Sterling versus KDB, are we overlooking Mr. Phil Foden with no David Silva on the scene? Is this going to be his breakout season? Yeah. We saw in game week 30 onwards, between that and the end of the season, he definitely got game time. He got forward. He scored a lot of goals. It was great for FPL. We were all getting him in our teams, weren't we? 6.5 going into next season.
Still a nice price.
Nice price. I think we should be looking more at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly Richard is.
I'd be happy to have him for him this year.
Very good. Anything else about Richard's team you want to say? I do want to touch on the Leeds defenders, actually. He's got Dallas there as third sub.
Bring out my notebook.
And you've got a little few notes there about Dallas. And in particular, the Dallas versus Ayling battle. I say battle, they play for the same team. But Dallas plays on one side, Ayling on the other. Both were fairly progressive thinking fullbacks, from what I understand, from the Leeds folk on Twitter. Now, listen, I am no expert on, frankly, any of the teams that have come up, let alone Leeds. But the bits that I have read is that those two guys were fairly progressive. What I've also read is that Leeds weren't exactly watertight, but they do have a fantastic centre-half in Ben White. And the Leeds faithful absolutely love Ben White. Now, the challenge I've got with Ben White is he's not their player. He's not a Leeds player. He's on loan from somewhere else. Can't think where. Maybe Brighton, I think. Maybe Potter wants him back, I think. So if Ben White goes back to Brighton, some of the Leeds Twitter chat is, they are going to really struggle for clean sheets. And then if you're thinking about getting a Dallas or an Alien, where you might get the odd clean sheet, but you get a bit of attacking threat. What thoughts on Leeds defence, and in particular those two fullbacks?
Yeah, so Ayling got 4 goals and 4 assists last season. Dallas got 4 goals and 2 assists last season. The interesting thing for me is they're both fullbacks, as you said, but they both push very high, so the heat maps look nice. The interesting thing for me is when you look at the number of goals that Leeds actually scored last year, so they only scored 77 goals. They conceded 35. So 77 goals isn't actually that high for a team that's won the championship. That's quite a low number. True. So actually,
they don't have a lot of firepower. Though,
they're not scoring, so that's why they're double Leeds, because the attack is confusing. Yeah. But
got Hernandez. They've got Bamford. I mean, Bamford's not exactly Premier League pedigree, is he?
They're not scoring huge tons of goals. So one of the things you look for in your wing backs is potential upside for assists more than anything else. But I don't think you get that with these two. You get potential for some goals, but I don't think you get a huge amount of potential. They're not like Aurier or Trent, who's always putting a ball in and there's normally somebody on the end of it. There's not anybody on the end of it, at least. No, They're not finishing it. And that would be a bit of an issue for me. However, having said that, they're really nicely priced. I would go Ayling over Dallas.
Okay. Just. On what basis?
Slightly more attacking return potential from assists from him than there was from Dallas. They tend to be better from that side.
Okay. I must admit, I have Dallas in my team now. Or is it Ayling? I genuinely don't know. I think if Ben White isn't there next season.
Yeah.
I've heard enough from Leeds Twitter to put me off a Leeds defence. So keep an eye on that one. Ben White, as you guys are saying in the live chat, I was right. He is a Brighton player. And Potter has already talked about getting this guy back.
Thing is,
and he has already been linked with moves away to bigger clubs. So he's clearly a good player. This
and the good thing is, if that does happen, it's not like you can't just switch to another Burnley defender.
Yeah, there's plenty of options at 4.5, yeah, right? So. That is the common theme running throughout all these teams and every team that I've seen on Twitter, is there is a plethora of 4.5s, isn't there?
Yes. Yeah.
I was staggered, frankly, that the key Burnley defenders are 4.5.
So was I.
Staggered.
Delighted.
And Nick Pope coming in at 5.5, for me, that takes Pope out of the picture. Because, of course, you could go double Burnley defence if you wanted to do that.
Well, I have both defences.
But you could have double Burnley defence for 9 million.
Yeah.
Whereas Nick Pope, yes, of course, understand it, save points, does get a lot of save points, actually. Very good at the save points. But for it's an extra million over a Charlie Taylor or a Peters or a Lowton. I understand why Nick Pope is 5.5, but I don't understand why all those defenders should be 5 million, in my opinion.
Don't complain.
I'm not complaining, otherwise they'll change it. I know. Shh, absolutely. Last team we've got to have a look at. Have we looked at Theas's team yet? Theas's team. So this is Theas's team. He's gone with the classic Ryan and Button in between the sticks there. A lot of players that we've already spoken about. The two that I want to pick out, though, Mitrovic, we're going to talk about in a second because he has got pedigree in the Premier League. But I do want to touch on the Palace defender, Ferguson. Now, he's a 4.0 in FPL. Mm. From what I'm hearing from the Palace faithful on the FPL community, and again, not an expert on this guy, by the way, in any stretch of the imagination, but it looks like he could be a reasonable pick at right back for Palace. We'll get some game time. And at 4.0, is worthy of inclusion. What are we saying? Know much about this guy? Or the fact that you might get some game time is stick him in at 4.0?
Yeah. I think that's how I feel. So a bit like Lamptey, right? Last year. 4.0, playing a game. What's not to like?
Yeah, okay. So just keep your eye on the Crystal Palace forums. Follow some of the sort of FPL Palace Twitterati like Migtavious and people like that, and just make sure that you're happy with Ferguson playing. I think if he gets game time, he's going to be in every team. 4.0. This is the new Wan-Bissaka, right?
Don't talk to me about
Wan. He's the new biscuit tin. Talk to me then about Alexander Mitrovic, just to finish up on Tias's team. 6.0 Mitrovic. He has got Premier League history, pedigree, experience, golden boot in the Championship last year. What's not to like? 6 million, come on.
I mean, the reality is I'm going to own him, but...
And Davis.
I am not owning Keenan Davis. I will own Mitrovic. I know I'm going to own Mitrovic. I don't want to own Mitrovic, but I know I'm going to end up owning him. I hate the strikers this year. I hate them.
Arch,
so hard.
Arch2D2 is saying, Sam, Mitrovic or Ayew? What are we saying there?
Ayew's too expensive. Why has Ayew had a price rise?
I don't know.
What did he do?
I don't know.
Tell me what he did.
Got some game time, I think. I'm not with you. I think Mitrovic is a nice... I think he's really nice at 6
million. I said I'm going
to
have
I was
him.
Expecting him to be 6.5, maybe even 7 if they're being really evil. Listen, he's played in the Premier League before. Fulham, I think, are a reasonable side.
I'd have quit the game. If Mitrovic was 7 million, I'd have quit. You'd have had to go. You'd have had to find a new co-host.
It's just me and Raptor going forward. You're
honestly,
out of the
door. I'd have been gone. I'd have. That'd have been it. My toys would have been well and truly out of the pram. They nearly were when I saw Palace release Ayew's price.
Oh, there we go. So another player in that bracket, just to finish up. Adam Wheeler is on. He's saying Che Adams, Sam.
Oh, I can't.
Didn't we all go there this time last year?
So if you recall, at the start of last season, I had Che Adams, and then I went with Mr. Bonfield to watch Southampton play Liverpool, owning Che Adams over Danny Ings, and thought at that moment, what am I doing?
Oh, wow.
And I got Danny Ings instead, and I never looked back. I can't bring myself to go with Che Adams again. Although, he did kind of... I did watch him in that last game, game week 38, and thought, oh, hello, maybe.
There we go. Last game of the season.
I'm being tempted.
Maybe just knocking on the door. Calvert-Lewin as well, you guys are saying there's 7 million.
No.
Giroud's in there as well. But for me, I think Werner's going to be the man there for Chelsea. So listen, guys, hopefully you enjoyed that. Hopefully thank you, patrons, for sending your teams in, first and foremost. That was good fun. I didn't just want to put our teams out there and just go, well, here's what we think.
What, my auto picks of Ozil?
Mainly because you've got Ozil on your team as an auto pick. My boring, it's too template at the minute, no doubt about it. So I like the fact that Sean's coming in there with Traore. I like the fact that Richard's in there with Ziyech and Werner. I like the fact that Karam's gone with Ings. I like the fact that we had a few teams in there that are looking to do something a bit different. I like that, guys. So hopefully you enjoyed that, guys. Just a quick shout for a video that we've spoken about a few times already with Mr. Raptor coming up next week. This is the start of a new series for us this season. So the live streams are still going to go on, guys. You ain't going to get rid of us that easily. We're still going to be live streaming. We're still going to be doing the live stream highlights videos as we did towards the end of last season. But we're going to be doing new FPL Family X videos. FPL Family X, the X is kind of like a multiplied by, so it's going to be where we meet people. So if we're doing the Manager of the Month video, it'll be FPL X, the Manager of the Month. Or if we're doing the Zoom calls with some of our Zoom patrons and they want the video to be on our channel, it'll be FPL Family X,
whoever
it may be. So we're going to be doing quite a lot of, like, I think we're going to be hopefully going to be doing quite a lot more Zoom calls, given that, you know, it's easier to do. Everyone does Zoom now, right? Because it's the way the world is, right? Very easy to do these. Hopefully meeting a lot more of you out there in the community. We'll be getting some other FPL accounts on as well. We'll be talking to the Planet Boys, I hope, in the future. We've been on Who Got the Assist a few times, but we've never invited them on, so we need to correct that. So we will be inviting some of the FPL community on for the new FPL Family X videos. So look out for these, guys. These are going to be on the channel. If you've not hit subscribe yet, go hit subscribe. Hit the little notification bell as well so you know and you get notified, not only when we live stream, not that you don't know it anyway, 8:30 every Sunday, but when these new FPL Family X videos comes out, be the first to go watch them by hitting the subscribe button and the little notify bell. And of course, we will be kicking off with Mr. Raptor next week, which I cannot wait for, guys. All about managerial psychology and, of course, how that translates to FPL. I'm going to try not to go down a rabbit hole of how great Klopp is and what a brilliant transformational manager he is. I'm going
to
try and bring it back
to FPL. I
feel like
I need to come in and supervise this conversation, because what's going to happen here is you're just going to get het up on Klopp and how wonderful he is. And then if Raptor dare mentions Mourinho, you'll go back into one again. Because you and Mourinho have a love-hate relationship.
Well, listen. As soon as Raptor came on the scene and he started doing those pieces about Klopp and he started doing the threads about managerial psychology, I was like, this guy's bang up my street. And for those of you that follow me on Twitter, you'll know that I'm all over his account and it's brilliant. So when the official tweeted it, I was like, yeah, fair play. He's up to like 4,500 followers already in about a month. Absolutely ridiculous. Some of his stuff is really, really good. You will want to see this video, guys. I've looked at the notes. It's going to be class. I'm really looking forward to it. So hit that subscribe button. Hit notify as well. When the video becomes available, back end of next week, you will be the first to go watch it. I think we're going to try and do two videos. I think we're going to do managerial psychology of the managers in the top half of the league. So the Ollies, the Franks, the Klopps, the Peps. But we're also going to do a sister video, probably released the week after, where we talk about the managerial psychology behind the three boys coming up. Because those three are characters, are they not? Bielsa, Bilic and Scotty Parker, all in their own way, very, very different managers. And I'm very interested to hear what Mr. Raptor has got to say about the three managers coming up as well. So make sure you hit subscribe and notify, guys. Watch that video next week. Thank you for joining us.
If you have your own channel and you want to be part of this,
hit us up
in our DMs, because we would love to have you on.
Yeah, if you're in the FPL community, whether you've got, you know, your own podcast or whatever, come talk to us.
You don't have to have a YouTube channel. If you're a content creator of any kind, or you want to be, or you're just starting out, drop into our DMs, either Twitter, speak to Lee on Twitter, come and speak to me on Instagram, or indeed on Facebook.
This is what FPLX is all about. It's about us getting out to the community a bit more. I think last season, again, when I was reflecting,
yeah, God.
Just when I was reflecting on the season, how it
and
went.
Thinking about how you're getting Mitrovic in your team.
When I was reflecting on Keenan Davis.
Oh, God.
I thought that last season, we featured on a lot of stuff in the last couple of seasons. We've been on pods, we've been on videos, we've done a lot of stuff. But actually, we've not been, we've maybe not been so welcoming in our house. And I quite like, would quite like to do that. Apart from the Manager of the Month, which I love. And then I thought, well, why would we not expand that and do more Zooms with more of the community and the $10 Zoom guys like Scott? And why would we not speak to more Manager of the Month in the community? So FPL Family X, guys, is a new video content thing that you've created. These very cool graphics for, by the way. You created these.
I made that.
Bloody good, those graphics, by the way. Loving that.
I'm so happy about
that. Loving that a lot. So FPL Family X, the video is going to be starting next week with FPL Raptor, and then every maybe, I don't know, every week, every 2 weeks,
let's
see what we do. See where we go.
Have
you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, one of the Instagram guys, right?
Yes, one of the guys from FPL Dugout, David, he and I are going to do an X video.
There we go.
In the next couple of weeks.
An X video, that could become a thing, couldn't it? An X video.
That's what we're going to call it.
That's what we're going to call it. Everyone else is going,
I'll be going, Lee, you need to help me set up this Zoom because I'm doing an X video.
There we go, guys. Thank you very much for joining us tonight on FPL Family. Great to be back. It is absolutely great to be back. Hopefully you got some value from tonight because we got no bloody fixtures. We can't. Who's picking a team with no fixtures? I couldn't help but have a tinker. I've noticed you've gone auto pick, leave it until we get some fixtures.
Because we haven't got any fixtures.
Probably the sensible thing to do.
I don't know what to do. But
I just couldn't help but go in there, chuck a few Keenan Davises and chuck a few Mitrovic. Couldn't help but
do it. There were a couple of things, though. Couple of little tweaks, weren't there? Deadlines moved.
The deadlines moved, guys. Yeah, I mean, most of you guys will know this, but the deadline is now 90 minutes before kickoff for the first game of the weekend. Yeah. So that's going to stop all of the whole team leaky thing, which we could do a whole video on whether we think that's right or wrong. I have to say, I think it levels the playing field a bit, so I'm kind of okay with it.
I'm okay with it.
So it's now 90 minutes before kickoff. So,
and what I've just thought about.
Go on.
The first wildcard ends earlier this year.
What?
Yeah, you only get till game week 16 this year to use your first wildcard.
Genuinely didn't know that.
Yeah, I've just remembered
true?
It. Yeah, because, the reason I've remembered it is because one of my, if you read the last article we wrote at the end of last season for the Premier League about what did we learn this year and what worked well, and I was talking about leave that first wild card, right till the end. It worked really well for me. Can't do it this year. Because
when is game week 13? Is that
16.
Game week 16. Is that the final apex of the calendar year then?
No, it's earlier.
When is it?
Yeah, I have to look it up, but it's likely because we haven't got fixtures, we don't know exactly.
That's
do
true,
we?
Yeah.
So it's likely to be early because the apex of the calendar year last year was about game week 19, ish.
Okay.
So because it wasn't
blimey,
quite the new
that,
year, but it's likely to be earlier. It's definitely an earlier game week.
Right. All right, well, listen, did not know. Genuinely did not know. So there we go, guys. A few tweaks to the rules as well.
We'll
change the game a little bit. The deadline one's a key one. Do keep your eye on that.
Doesn't affect me because I don't make transfers on deadline day.
Exactly. But listen, thank you for joining us tonight. Been a great stream. Great to be back. I think we're going to be back every Sunday from now on.
Of course we are.
Back every Sunday. Sunday, 8:30. Get it in your diaries. And if you haven't got a diary, hit subscribe, hit notify so that every time we're live, you will see us. And you will want to do that for the FPLX videos. We would love to get more subscribers onto the channel, and there's a good reason for doing it. Get notified when the FPLX videos come live. Follow us on Twitter at FPL Family, over on Instagram at FPL Family, Facebook FPL Family as well. If you listen to the podcast, thank you for tuning in too, and we will see you this time next week. Happy tinkering.
Bye, guys.